longest time. Whoa, for the longest I'm real bad at uploading this show. It's been weeks since the last episode, and that's all my bad. I think you ought to know that I have missed this podcast for the longest time. And guess who got sick yet again over Christmas break? Woo!
Let's go!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Plumber Bummer, your premier podcast about Super Mario Brothers. It's me. What up? I'm Natalie McKnight. It's been a second, kids. I'm real sorry about the delay. Happy belated Christmas to all those who celebrate. Happy New Year to those who celebrate that. Hopefully, most people who use the Gregorian calendar. If you're wondering where I've been, me too. I can tell you, and it all comes back to the curse. It's the goddamn fucking curse yet again. Here's the thing. I was deliriously sick the week between like Christmas and New Year's. I watched all 8 Harry Potter movies. It was a blast, but no, it wasn't fun. I was like, New Year's resolution. I'm gonna do Plumber Bummer every week, just like I said I would. And that was a foolish 2021, Natalie. And it did not happen, and I deeply apologize. And then things have been busy. But I'm back. I'm back every week now until the release of this new movie. I have still been watching the Super Mario Brothers movie. Not getting better. Well, ooh, is that true? You know, we're reaching the point where I want to be like, guys, this movie's bad. And it's still bad. I just don't know if I hate it anymore. We're going to circle back to this topic. But for now, just know that I am real sorry about the absence, and it's not going to happen again. Or I guess I'll get canceled on Twitter or something. That seems appropriate. I do want to address some stuff that happened in my absence. Here's the thing. There was a tweet that was sent to me because the issue with starting a podcast where you talk about Mario and Chris Pratt every week is that people start to associate that with you. Rightfully so. You chose to do a podcast about Mario and Chris Pratt. And so I get sent tweets a lot. And one of the tweets that I was sent quite often over break was a rumor that Chris Pratt was going to be in a new movie about the Grinch. I am happy, joyous to inform you that those rumors were false. There is no Grinch Pratt movie. Thank God. Can you imagine? Ooh, you have no idea how many people sent me this tweet. And the first time I saw it, it was like ice in my veins. No, it was genuinely, I got chills. I'm not doing another Chris Pratt podcast in my life. I mentally bad for me. but you know, people would have been like, Natalie, you gotta watch the Grinch movie. There is no Grinch movie. Whew, narrowly avoided that one. Christ. No, they're false. No Grinch Pratt. And there's also no Devil May Cry Pratt. I missed this, but apparently the producer of the upcoming Devil May Cry anime confirmed that Chris Pratt will not be in the voice cast for that one. So that's really fucking something. If you're a big DMC fan, I'm really sorry to rob you of Dante Pratt, but it is confirmed that that is not the case. I will say, if you're looking to fill a Chris Pratt-shaped hole in your heart, I don't know why you would, but Woe Industries has created Chris Pratt is Super Mario, which is a Super Mario Brothers, the video game, not the movie we know and love so dearly. It is a remake of the game using various Chris Pratt voice lines. It's free to play in the browser. It's a blast. Go check it out. No one has asked me to plug this. I just think it's hilarious. And another real quick shout out to John Leguizamo, friend of the pod. Maybe. John? Contact me. He was in Encanto, which was the recent Disney movie. He played Tio Bruno. He was delightful. He killed it. Love you, Leguizamo. Get in touch, my man. Would love to have you on the pod. You kill every role you're in. I'm a massive fan. Thank you. That's not ironic. I really like John Leguizamo. He was great in this movie. If you have not seen Encanto, it's worth watching. Speaking of Disney movies, we need to talk about something that has been on my mind for the past few weeks. And it's that I don't know if movies are good anymore. And that's, as I'm saying that out loud, look, are some movies good? Yeah, Encanto was pretty good. I liked that. And it's not even necessarily, is film as a genre bad? Are the movies that are being marketed and produced and sold to us, have they gone bad? I don't think all of them have, but I think some of them are just not good. Ooh, and I'm gonna get crucified for this episode. But let's hold off. First, I want to direct our attention to not just Chris Pratt this week. I've trashed him a lot. Does he deserve it? Your mileage may vary. But today, I want to pull in some other friends, pull them into the ring. I'd like to direct your attention to all four Hollywood Chrises. Pine, a safe choice. Landly likable. Very attractive. Captain Kirk. Steve and Wonder Woman. Nicholas Devereaux in The Princess Diaries 2 Royal Engagement. He seems cool enough. I like you, Chris Pine. Hemsworth. Rarely brought up and oft looked over. Poor guy. He's recently come into his own as a comedic actor. And thank God, because the dude's timing is impeccable. The only non-American Hollywood Chris. The hot nerd from the Ghostbusters reboot. That guy from the Men in Black reboot. Thor. Is he more famous than his brothers? Yeah. Evans. My personal favorite. His performance as Captain America made me love the character. He's a genuinely good man. He's a gem as Ransom and Knives Out, which is probably my absolute favorite movie. The sweater. The sweater. And finally, Pratt. The worst, by some standards. Definitely the most controversial. The one I've spent the most time talking about on the internet. What they all have in common? Attractive wide actors in their late 30s/early 40s who rose into real cultural prominence about 10 years ago. All have acted in major franchises, and three have starred as major heroes in the same Marvel movies. What's different between them? Only one of them is playing Mario. Look, in order to talk about all of the Chrises, and Pratt in particular, we gotta talk about cash grab movies, which is what I mean when I say, maybe movies have gone bad. Cash grab movies are the ones that feel like an insult to the medium. Star-studded cast, flimsy plot, almost always based on existing property or banking on the likability of the lead. Unnecessary sequels count, think Home Alone, Star Wars. splitting the last movie of a series into two parts counts, so Harry Potter or The Hunger Games. Writing a shit movie for a popular actor counts. Sorry, Adam Sandler. Movies that rely too heavily on pop song soundtracks count. You guys see Sing 2? Not good. Remakes of perfectly good films count. Every live-action Disney remake. Adaptations of properties that don't need to be adapted are maybe the worst form of this, most egregiously in recent memory, the last Airbender movie, based on Avatar The Last Airbender, the beloved animated children's series, adapted and directed by M. Night Shyamalan, who, how to say this delicately, shit on everything we loved about the series. Think also Garfield, 2004. Why? And I hate to say it, but even our very own Super Mario Brothers, 1993. Ooh. As a general rule, if the movie poster focuses more on the names and faces of the actors, or on the recognizability of the franchise name, than it does on creating a unique and memorable design, it's probably a cash grab. And here's the thing, cash grabs and bad movies certainly aren't mutually exclusive, but they don't always equal each other. Every single Marvel movie is a cash grab, for sure. But there are ones that I genuinely really enjoy. Thor, Ragnarok, the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, despite the Pratt. And all of the Spider-Man movies are notable standouts. Don't skewer me, but I've seen the 2017 Beauty and the Beast multiple times. I've liked it. Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time, genuinely is one of the most enjoyable pieces of media I have ever witnessed. But I saw someone call The Godfather Part 2 a cash grab. And while I agree that it's, like, infinitely worse than the first one, I don't think it's fair to say that it was made with the sole intent on capitalizing on the original success. Not all sequels are automatically cash grabs. The Toy Story movies, for example, do a generally good job of expanding the world and characters without treading over or just remaking the original. Cash grabs are, by nature, lazy and greedy. It has to check those boxes. And that's it. It is okay to say that something is just a bad movie, and it is okay to genuinely like a movie, even if it wasn't made for art, you know. And here's no... Okay. Here's where we gotta talk about Marvel. Okay, this is where I gotta put a disclaimer. Don't come after me. I am sorry. I'm sorry in advance. I am tiptoeing on eggshells through a minefield here, but I'm gonna say my fucking piece. Please don't come after me. You may tweet me if you like Marvel movies and you want to have a civil discussion about the filmmaking behind them. Cool. I'm really nervous to talk about this genuinely because there are so many people who really love Marvel, and that's fine. That you may like whatever you like, I don't care. I just don't think they're good. Okay. All right. Strong words to start. Hey, I'm gonna take off my glasses. Here's what we're looking at, folks. It's not that I don't think Marvel movies have merit, because they do. Like, they clearly do. I'm not gonna say that the work that the crew and the cast put into the movie is for nothing. I'm just also saying that from a production and writing and occasionally directing perspective, they come off as kind of lazy, and I'm very sorry about it. Here's the thing. To me, the worst Marvel movies are the ones with the big ensemble cast, like The Avengers, because I feel like the writers rely too heavily on the fact that audiences will go, oh my god, it's Thor interacting with Doctor Strange? How cool is that? And so they don't write a compelling narrative. And look, visually, the Marvel movies are fantastic. Everyone who works in the VFX department of Marvel movies, I have a deep love and respect for you. Continue doing what you're doing. I think the acting is good. I just think that sometimes the movies are bad. Ugh. Like, the first Avengers isn't good. It's not a good movie. It's a good, like, Disney Channel crossover special, but it's not a good film. And that's the issue with these movies, is that they're focused so much on, like, oh, what's gonna please the focus groups? How can we appealed to the 18 to 34 demographic, that they lose themselves. And that's why my favorite ones are the ones that have compelling narratives or are tonally different, because they're trying something despite being in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's also too many of them. That's separate, but there are like 30 Marvel movies at this point. You cannot realistically catch up on them. Why? It's homework to understand what's happening. Like, to catch up for Spider-Man No Way Home, which just came out over break, you would have to know so much about nothing, about things that don't affect anything. Remember the worst part of Spider-Man Homecoming? Remember how it was Iron Man? That's the issue with Marvel movies. And it's the issue with cash grabs in general. We just passed the holiday season. I do want to say Christmas movies are also cash grabs. I struggle to think of a single Christmas movie that was not created with the exclusive purpose of capitalizing on holiday nostalgia. Every Hallmark movie is made with this goal in mind. Every iteration of The Grinch was made to capitalize off of the previous iteration of The Grinch. That includes the 1996 animated one. I do like that movie. But the book was good enough, though. I talked earlier about the Home Alone movies. Oof. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Ooh. It got worse from there. Imagine having Donald Trump in your movie and it gets worse from there. Everything Netflix has ever done. What I'm saying is that a lot of Christmas movies fall into this category. And so does almost every movie in Chris Pratt's filmography. Do I need to talk about Marvel? Remember Guardians of the Galaxy? Remember how he was in those Avengers movies? Remember that? Maybe I need to talk about Jurassic World. Should I talk about Jurassic World and how that was a sequel that came out, what, 25 years later in order to capitalize off the nostalgia of the original Jurassic Park? Maybe I need to talk about the upcoming Garfield movie, which was created to make money off of our love of a lasagna-loving, Monday-hating cat. Chris Pratt has made a ton of money off of his ability to find movies that are centered on focus groups and nostalgia almost exclusively, which is why, once again, I beg him, please come be on my podcast. Please, who's your agent? Because they're pretty good. They put you in these movies, which I maybe morally disagree with, but clearly you're doing well for yourself. I mean, you're the most talked about actor of the past 6 months. Easily. How do you do it? I want to know. I want to psychoanalyze Chris Pratt. So bad. Lovingly. Hey, Chris, man, if you're listening, it's a mutual admiration society here. I know you love the show. I love your stuff, so come on the show, please. It's now that I must bring up my own personal ideal of a casterpiece. What is it? A film that transcends itself. Not just a good cash grab. A cash grab that's so good, you don't even care. Or, alternatively, a cash grab so delightfully bad that the only emotion you can feel towards its existence is, like, perplexed gratitude. It's kind of me towards the Twilight movies. Were they made exclusively to market to teen girls? Yeah. Do I love them? Yes. Yeah, I do. I rewatched the first one this weekend. Oh my god, it is so funny. If you have not seen, especially the first Twilight movie, but all of them, they're worth a watch. Oh god, I can quote scenes from that movie verbatim. I've seen it maybe 50 times. Twilight, to me, is a full masterpiece. And I think that this is where I have landed with Super Mario Brothers. Is it good? No, I'm never gonna argue that it's a good film. It isn't well made. It's not really well acted or well written or visually nice to look at. There's very little going for this movie, except that I've seen it for many, many weeks in a row now. And I do like it. which is a lot for me to admit, you know, this deep into this little social experiment that I'm running on myself. When we talk about scientific ethics, many people bring up a Victor Frankenstein-like character, right? Whose full disregard for morality came back to bite him in the ass when he abandoned his beautiful yet creepy son, who then learned to read and write and came back to verbally torment him. As was his right. You go, Frankenstein's monster. I consider myself a Frankenstein-like character in that I have disregarded any ethics of the self, by which I mean any sense of self-dignity or self-preservation, in watching this movie over and over again. And now my allegorical son of my genuine like of the Super Mario Brothers 1993 movie has come back to verbally torment me through the form of this podcast for the next 50 weeks of my life. God, it's so long. Oh, it just hit me. Perplexed gratitude is the emotion that I feel towards Super Mario Brothers, because as much as it pains me to read every tweet that I'm sent about Chris Pratt, I am thought of and sent these tweets about Chris Pratt, this podcast and this film and this upcoming film that hasn't even come out yet has impacted my life in a way that I cannot really explain in words. It's incredible to me that I've been given this opportunity to psychologically torment myself for the sake of, I don't know, entertainment, but also that people enjoy what I put out. This is a message of my own perplexed gratitude to you for listening to this episode. My heart is so full in seeing the response to the show, and I hope I can continue to make you guys proud as I slowly spiral into the worst mental health crisis of my life as we inch ever closer to the Mario movie starring our very own Christopher Pratt. The best Hollywood Chris? No. The worst one? Probably. Every week at the end of the show, I give you a movie recommendation that is not Mario, so that you can know and judge my own personal movie taste outside of Super Mario Brothers 1993. This week, it's Harry Potter and the, all of them. I mentioned earlier, I rewatched all 8 movies over Christmas break when I was, like, feverish and all I wanted to do was listen to that one scene in Sorcerer's Stone where, oh, I can recite it verbatim, should I? Oh, I think I'm about to. Once I make my move, then you're free to check the king. No. Ron, no! What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself. No, you can't! There must be another way! Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? Harry, it's you that has to go on, I know it! Not me, not Hermione, you! I did that. When I had the worst fever of my life. And I hope that maybe you will too. I want to put out a disclaimer. I do not support J.K. Rowling or anything she has done since the finale of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I think she's a terrible person. She's a TERF. She does not deserve any of your money or support. But, like, let's say you happen to own all the movies on DVD so she won't be getting another cent from you. Or let's say you happen to find a website that has all the movies on it and she still won't be seeing any of that money. I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just saying if that was what happened, they're worth revisiting. They were a massive part of my childhood. I grew up with them. And they do hold up. They're not perfect, especially when compared to the books. But they're really nice, and they're so warm, and the first two especially. People hate Chamber of Secrets. It was my favorite growing up. You can judge me for that all you like. I don't care. I liked the big snakes and the swords and him running around the bathroom and moaning Myrtle. Oh, God. I just got new glasses, and they're kind of big and round. And my father said I looked like Moaning Myrtle. So now I have a connection to that character that maybe will never go away. But if you haven't seen a Harry Potter movie recently, or if you've never seen one ever, somehow, if you've somehow missed the biggest cultural phenomenon of the past 30 years, go check them out. They're nice, and I do enjoy them. Thank you guys so much for listening. It will be 1 week before I see you again. You won't be getting another song out of me. Certainly not Billy Joel. So if you enjoyed this episode and you want to follow me to see more updates, you can follow me on Twitter at BummerPod. You can email me at PlumberBummerPodcast@gmail.com. Yell at me about Marvel movies. I will block your email, but you have the legal right to do whatever you like. You can say anything to me. Don't. Say nice things. Please say nice things. I'm really afraid of this episode dropping. If you enjoy the show and you want a way to support us directly, you can donate to our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/plumberbummer. That's ko-fi.com/plumberbummer. Or you can set up a monthly donation using the support link at the bottom of our show notes. If you really enjoy the show and you know someone who hates Marvel movies like I do, send them my way. Listen, it's kind of a hot take nowadays, especially with all these new shows coming out. I haven't seen them. I should say, I've not seen WandaVision. I haven't seen Loki. Haven't seen any of them. Maybe they're terrible. Maybe they're great. Maybe you have a friend who would like to tell me one way or another. You can tell your friends about the show. We don't pay for any advertising, which means that Plumber Bummer gets around exclusively through word of mouth. So telling your friends about us really helps support the show in a very direct way. You can also rate and review us on iTunes, which pleases our great overlord algorithm and helps more people discover our show. We really appreciate it. That's all this week. I'll see you on next Tuesday. I hope you enjoy looking at Marvel movies and hating me. and as Mario would say, Wahoo!
Let's go!